Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Voters go to the polls in 4 days, though turnout might be less than robust in New Jersey if it's widely perceived that Governor Chris Christie is a shoo-in for re-election. Let's make our choices with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, this doesn't look like a tight race.
Certainly doesn't. He is widely perceived to be considering, how's that for some qualifications, running in 2016. So the virtue of having an overwhelming victory in what could be typified as a blue state in New Jersey is great. So I think the issue here is the margin. When I look at the last compilation of polls that others have conducted, it's anywhere between a 24 and a 33-point margin for Chris Christie. As you say, turnout is a real issue. And so in these types of off-year elections, the polls can be a little less accurate than usual. But we'll see.
Well, we don't have to travel too far to the south of the Delaware Valley to find a tighter contest.
That's right. In Virginia, the polls are actually more all over the map. And again, this is not, again, Gallup, because we're not polling in Virginia, but the ones that have been released, there was a Washington Post poll earlier this week, which showed that McAuliffe, the Democratic candidate, was way ahead in double digits. And then there was a poll by Quinnipiac that came out just a day or two ago, and it showed a tight race, anywhere from 2 to 4 points, depending on how they handled the third-party Libertarian candidate.
Well, Frank, now let's travel back north just a little bit to the nation's capital. And with all of the hue and cry over the health exchange rollout or lack thereof, has that impacted attitudes around the Affordable Care Act in general?
It still tilts to disapproval, but actually the numbers aren't materially different now than they were before the shutdown and before and where they were back in August, which is kind of counterintuitive. A lot of people thought that perhaps the act would really suffer attitudinally.
Tongues are also wagging in Washington and throughout the land over the reach of the NSA. Are Americans now more concerned about privacy issues on the internet?
We were very surprised at this because way back in the olden days, Dave, back in 2000, we had actually done a poll where we asked internet users, and back then just above 6 out of 10 Americans claimed they use the internet, again, 2000, how worried they were about government snooping. For example, government's ability to tap into your home computer, software that would allow the government to tap into internet email and so forth. And we actually re-asked the questions just a few days ago and found that those concerns had dropped rather than gone up. The concern about the government tapping into internet email was 63% among internet users back in 2000, and now it's down to 51%.
So back in 2000, you said some 6 in 10 availed themselves of the internet, and it must be up to 99 out of 100 now.
You would think so, but 12% of Americans, Dave, still tell us at this very point in time that they do not use the internet on any platform. We said, do you use the internet on a mobile device, at home, on a computer? 12% say, nada, don't use it at all.
Frank, did Gallup dig deeper in terms of the demographics of those responses?
Age is a big factor. 18 to 29-year-olds, 6% claim they never use the internet. Who are those people, Dave? But it jumps all the way up to 34% of 65-plus seniors in this country. That's a third who say they never use the internet. Also, it's very related to income and education. If you have a postgraduate degree, only 2% say they never use the internet. If you have a high school degree or less, that's all the way up to 21%. And similarly, in terms of income, if you make $75,000 or more, it's only 1% who never use the internet. But among Americans who make less than $20,000 a year, and they tend to be older, I should point out, it's a quarter, 24% who don't use the internet.
Fascinating. And I want to meet some of those 2% with postgraduate degrees who don't use the internet.
They're recluses writing the great American novel, PhDs in English, and they've gone off the grid. Maybe that's who they are. But then how did we get hold of them for the interview?
So I love the image.
Question.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.